SBS Radio.
Facebook has been fined $5 billion for privacy violations on Wednesday. The US Federal Trade Commission investigation concluded that Facebook betrayed the trust of its users and deceived them with the ability to control their personal information. FTC Chairman Joy Simpson says the fine is one of the largest civil penalties for any type of conduct in US history.
The enormity of this penalty resets the baseline for privacy cases and serves as an important deterrent for future violations.
Facebook failed to stick to its privacy promises in several cases. Firstly, it allegedly violated data privacy by sharing information with third-party developers from an application installed by users' friends. Secondly, Facebook allegedly deceived users with how it would use their provided phone numbers. Thirdly, Facebook allegedly violated the US Federal Commission Trade Act by deceiving users about when the facial recognition technology was active on their Facebook accounts. The probe into Facebook's privacy was triggered last year by allegations that Facebook violated a 2012 consent decree. Facebook allegedly shared information belonging to 87 million users with the now-defunct British political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica. It is not the first time that Facebook has been involved in an investigation into its privacy settings. In the last 3 years, it has faced questions from regulators and users worldwide over privacy and sharing settings, and has also suffered data breaches that prompted investigations in several countries. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg acknowledges the fine and told employees that this is a start of a new chapter for the company.
As part of the settlement, we've agreed to pay a $5 billion fine, which is one of the largest in history. But even more importantly, we're going to be making some major changes to the way that we build products and the way that we run this company.
The order by the Federal Trade Commission and the social media company states that Facebook has to boost safeguards on user data. The Federal Trade Commission is asking Facebook to make structural changes to its management, to its corporate charter, and to the way its board of directors is selected and operates.
Management matters. Governance matters, in particular, as we have learned, in the context of privacy.
The commission says privacy is an increasingly important issue, which all firms should focus from a management perspective. A leading non-profit organization that aims to defend civil liberties in the digital space says the settlement between Facebook and the FCT is inadequate to the task of protecting consumers from surveillance-based advertisement system that Facebook runs. The Electronic Frontier Foundation's Adam Schwartz says it's simply not good enough.
Most importantly, the settlement today contains no limits at all on how Facebook collects and uses and shares the personal information of its users. It does require Facebook to do its own internal review of the privacy impact of what it's doing, but in the end, Facebook can do whatever it wants so long as it has a reason and writes it down. And so we are disappointed in that.
Mr. Schwartz made it clear that they do not support the decisions made in the settlement.
And so overall, we view the agreement today between Facebook and the FTC as a missed opportunity that is not enough to protect consumer data privacy.
Laura Bainey, SBS.
sbs.com.au